This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Foundations, a weekly program brought to you by the Reformed Church of Christchurch.
Hello, I'm Esther Smith. When I was much younger, my older brother used to say to me, when my dad was not in the room, "Between me and Dad, we know everything." So I would set my brain to work thinking of a really tough question like, "Oh yeah, then how many stars are there in the sky?" And he would immediately answer, "Dad knows that one." I've learnt better now. Despite all the knowledge we've gained over the years, we can't know everything. And that is particularly true when it comes to our knowledge of God. No matter how much we know about God, there are always things we will not know about Him. He is incomprehensible. And that's one of the things that makes Him so awesome. Here's Awesome God by Rich Mullins.
Just putting on the Ritz.
Our God is an awesome God.
There's thunder in His footsteps and lightning in His fists.
Our God is an awesome God.
And the Lord wasn't joking when He kicked Him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that He shed His blood. His return is very close, and so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God.
The night.
Our God is an awesome God.
He spoke into the darkness and created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.
In judgment and wrath He poured out on Sodom. A mercy and grace He gave us at the cross. I hope that we have not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God.
Our God.
You're listening to Foundations on Plains FM 96.9. Now here's Abel to tell us more about our incomprehensible God.
How well do you know God? How well can you know God? How well can you know a being who created everything that exists, who is greater than everything that exists? We read in the Bible in Job chapter 11, "Can you fathom the mysteries of God? Can you probe the limits of the Almighty? They are higher than the heavens. What can you do? They are deep in the depths of the grave. What can you know? Their measure is longer than the earth and wider than the sea. Truly, a glorious statement of just how awesome God really is. Who can fathom the mysteries of God? Who can the limits of the Almighty? The limits of the Almighty are higher than the heavens, deeper than the grave, longer than the earth, wider than the sea, simply beyond measuring. Now, given that we cannot fathom the depths of the mysteries of God and probe his limits, you might wonder how it could be possible to know him at all. Well, in some ways, it has to be said that we can't know God. Mind you, it also has to be said that to a certain extent, we can know God. We can know him insofar as he makes it possible for us to know him. We can know him somewhat because he makes himself known. He reveals himself to us. And how does he do this? Well, for one thing, he reveals himself in what he has made. As Romans 1 verse 20 says, "For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse." His eternal power and divine nature are being understood from what he has made. Just as a painting can reveal something about the artist who painted it, so the painting of creation reveals some deep truths about the God who painted it. Say a painting were to be a very somber, dark painting. That would tell you something about the mood of the artist. Well, when we look at creation, we see something of the character of God. Because we know that it was made by God, because we know that God keeps it going, and because we know that God rules the universe, all of this teaches us that God must be incredibly powerful, wise, and good. But now, while there are some things we can learn about God through what he has made, if we want an even clearer picture of who he is, we need to turn to the Bible. We would not be able to know God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit were it not for the Bible. We would not know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and we would not know that only in Jesus Christ can we be saved were it not for the Bible. Well now, having considered how we can know God, we should also realize that there are things that we cannot know about God. In some ways, he is incomprehensible. For one thing, ask yourself, what is God made of? This is something we cannot know. In fact, it would be utterly pointless to try and figure it out. You know, you can take the cells off your body and study them under a microscope, but you can't do the same thing for God. In this way, he is incomprehensible. And not only is he incomprehensible in terms of what he is made of, but he is also incomprehensible in terms of what he is like. This does not mean that we cannot have any idea of what he is like. He tells us he is eternal, so we can know that he is eternal. He shows himself as love, so we can know that he is love. But the thing is, we always need to remember that the words we use to describe his characteristics are human words. We can only understand God using human concepts, and thus we can never fully understand God, because he is far, far greater, infinitely greater than our human concepts. And also, when it comes to what he wants to do and the way he does it, well, this too is beyond our comprehension. As I read earlier from Job, can you fathom the mysteries of God? No, we can't. Job couldn't. He was a man who suffered greatly, and there were things about why God made him suffer that he never figured out. Ultimately, the best he could do was to confess. The Lord gives, the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The same is certainly true in our day and age. There are still many things about the way God works in our lives that will remain a mystery to us and will always remain a mystery. As much as we might cry out with heart and soul, why? We have to come to grips with the fact that we will not always know why. God does not have to answer to us. He's in charge. We're not. There will be times when we don't understand why things are going the way they are. Then we have to simply leave it in His hands and acknowledge that He is the incomprehensible God. So, there are many ways in which it would be simply impossible to know God. But now, we can't help but ask then, should this incomprehensibility of God discourage us from trying to get to know Him better? Should we say to ourselves, well, there's only so much we can know about Him, so there's no point in trying very hard. No, of course not. There is only so much we can know about God, to be sure. But what we can know about God is certainly much, much more than we can begin to understand in one lifetime. 100 lifetimes would not be enough to deal with the fullness of what God has shown us about Himself in the Bible. We might think that we know all there is to know about the Bible, but the thing is, every time you read it through the eyes of faith, you'll still find some aspect of God that has not yet occurred to you. So we should never stop trying to search out the riches of His depths. It's an awesome thing to try to get to know God better by getting to know the Bible. We should never get enough of it. We should hunger for His word. We should revel in praising His greatness. So, the incomprehensibility of God should not stop us from trying to get to know Him better. But God's incomprehensibility should instill in us an attitude of awe and humility. When we consider how great He really is, so great that we can't even begin to grasp the fullness of His greatness, how can we then not be totally amazed at who He is and what He has done? What a glorious being! How can we help but approach Him in humility? How can we help but realize just how insignificant we really are in comparison to Him? My friend, God is an awesome God. Do you know Him? Remember always just how awesome He really is. All praise be to Him.
That was Abel Landers reading edited material written by Reverend Jim Klasinger. We are constantly changing. Our physical state, our minds, what we think we're going to do. God, however, is unchanging. On Sunday at 10 a.m, we'll consider this characteristic of God, and we hope you'll join us. Our programs are also rebroadcast on Sunday night at 10:30. Until then, on behalf of the Foundations team, goodbye.
You can contact the Foundations team by sending an email to foundationsonplains@gmail.com. Join us for worship on Sunday at the Reformed Church of Christchurch. Our services are at 10:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. at 63 Cornwall Street.